Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
He is Paul Shimpf, Republican candidate for governor, and we welcome him back to the Annie Fry Show. Paul, good afternoon. Annie is on maternity leave now, as you probably well know, and I'm Tim Jones in the big chair for her today.
Well, Tim, good to talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Paul, I was taking a look at your website so I could familiarize myself with you, and you've got a lot in common, Paul, with a lot of the folks that I serve with over here in the Missouri legislature. You're like a carbon copy of my good friend. Do you happen to know a retired Marine, former state rep, Paul Kurtman? Did that gentleman ever cross your path?
I have run into him before. I think I ran into him when I was running for Illinois Attorney General back in 2014. Good guy, great patriot.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I was reading your bio. You guys sound a lot alike, so I knew I'd like you right off the bat. So you're running for governor of the great state of Illinois. I was looking at your resume. You've got a fantastic one for it. You served our country in so many ways. Thank you so much for that and for your continued effort to continue your service. And I also see you've got I want to talk first with you. We'll get into some subject matter here, but I don't want to forget this. You've got a great event coming up next week with another one of my very good friends over here on the Missouri side, our Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft. You guys are doing a Let Freedom Ring dinner. Paul, tell us a little bit about the details of that and how people can participate.
Well, this dinner is going to be on Thursday evening, June 24th. We're going to have it at Belcourt Manor, which is in Belleville. Jay Ashcroft, the Missouri Secretary of State, has been gracious enough to say that he's willing to come over and do this event with me. And if people are interested in tickets, you can get two tickets for $150, and you can get those online at my website, which is Shimpf, and then the number 4illinois.com. So Shimpf4illinois.com. Should be a really good event. Jay's got, you know, Jay is a great American. He's a tremendous elected official right now. He also, you know, has all the experience and stories from his dad. And then I'm going to talk about just, you know, what freedom is and what it's not. I'm going to probably talk a little bit about my experiences in Iraq, where I was the lead attorney advisor in the Saddam trial.
Excellent. Yeah, fantastic. Let's get into some issues. Speaking of freedom and liberty, I'm over here on the Missouri side of things, and my co-host here, Ryan Wiggins, is one of your voters over in the state of Illinois, and so I know we've had different experiences through all this. And I can tell you, Paul, that here in Missouri, we are largely open back up. Businesses are trying to return to normal. Some federal issues keep getting in the way, right? The Biden bucks that keep trying to flow into the state. Our governor has cut those benefits off. We have 4% unemployment here in Missouri. People need to get back to work. What is it like on the Illinois side of the river, Paul? I mean, I would imagine that Governor Pritzker is trying to keep people locked up in their Biden basements as long as possible. But how is the economy doing? How are Illinoisans doing as they try to come out of this pandemic?
Well, Illinois is lagging behind our neighboring states. Governor Pritzker has continued to have, you know, what you've called the Biden bucks flow. That would be something that I would do differently if I was governor. But what we had in Illinois is the legislative session just finished up, and there were some really atrocious pieces of legislation that either passed or came very close to passing in the Illinois Capitol. And one of those was we have a new sex education bill that just passed in Illinois that is going to be mandating that sex ed starts in kindergarten in public schools. So a lot of parents were the reaction was like, yikes, I'm going to make sure my kids are in a private school. But then they also had a piece of legislation that came very, very close to passing, which said that the state superintendent of schools, a politically appointed government official, could close private schools, which is just shocking that we've gotten to that point. So you had talked about Bill Maher, and some of the stuff that, was unthinkable a couple years ago is being, very close to coming to pass in Illinois. So that's why I've made this proposal for an Illinois Parents' Bill of Rights, because I think we absolutely have to have a reset and a readjustment of the relationship between Illinois parents and their governor. We need it to be explicitly laid out that it's parents, not the government, that need to make health care and education decisions for their kids.
Paul, when you talk about passing legislation, it seems as if in Illinois that you would be up against, I mean, under best case scenario, this wouldn't be the case, but under the probable scenario, you're going to have a Democrat legislature, even if you do win governor. So tell me a little bit about what you would do, even in that circumstance. How would we, day one, see a difference in Illinois with you as governor versus having J.B. Pritzker?
Well, day one, I'm going to revoke most of the executive orders that J.B. Pritzker has put into place. J.B. Pritzker has been governing by executive order rather than working with the Illinois General Assembly. But one of the things that an Illinois governor can do, and I don't think most people realize this, is I, as governor, will be able to really rein in and curb the administrative agencies in the state of Illinois. Most of the interaction that people have with their government is through administrative rules that have been put out. And those administrative rules have just expanded exponentially in Illinois over the last couple of years. I was on JCAR, the Joint Committee for Administrative Rules, when I was a state senator. So I know exactly how much the administrative state had been expanding in Illinois. But I also know what an Illinois governor can do to pull those regulations back and restore freedom to the people of Illinois. So on the first day that I'm governor, I'm going to revoke probably almost all of J.B. Pritzker's executive orders, and then I'm definitely going to pull back the culturally responsive teaching standards, which the Illinois State Board of Education had put in place a few months ago. So there is a lot that a governor can do administratively in Illinois.
Speaking to Paul Shimpf, who is Republican candidate for governor in the state of Illinois, you can check him out at Shimpf4Illinois.com. He's got a great event coming up with the Missouri Secretary of State, Jay Ashcroft, next Thursday, June 24th at 6 p.m. All the details are on that are on the same website, Shimpf4Illinois.com/freedom dinner. Paul, I want to follow up on the Illinois Parents' Bill of Rights that you're proposing. I think this is an excellent idea. I've been a huge advocate for education reform throughout my days before I was in the legislature, when I was there. Now that I'm a radio commentator and analyst, I work with a lot of elected officials and politicians on the Missouri side of the river. I continue to advocate for these issues. Paul, didn't the pandemic show us that the one-size-fits-all model of the education establishment is not in the child's best interest? I think so many parents didn't realize that. They saw it firsthand at home as the education establishment tried to do virtual learning, largely failed at it. A lot of kids, especially in the middle and the lower ends of the stratosphere, really struggled. Isn't it time for things like the Illinois Parent Bill of Rights, like more education reform in this country as a whole?
Yes, absolutely. I think, one of the things that has been heartbreaking as I've been a governor candidate meeting with the people of Illinois is hearing stories from parents about the damage that closing schools did to our children. I think that the psychosocial costs that we're going to have, that we've had for this, we're not going to understand for decades. And it really has been heartbreaking listening to the stories of parents that talk about how remote learning affected their kids. And it's very frustrating as a parent. You know what your kids need. And a lot of times in the state of Illinois, parents have been unable to get their kids the education resources that they need. One of the things that I said so often in the Illinois Senate when people got tired of me saying this, but I kept saying, look, We are not a 59-member school board, nor should we be. The genius of local school boards is that parents are able to have access to their school board members, and then they can hold those school board members accountable. That's why a local school board election is so important. But I think really now the lesson that a lot of people have learned, and this has really become apparent to me even more so, is that parents need the ability to make choices for their kids' education, because you as a parent know what your kids need, not a bureaucrat in Springfield or Chicago.
Paul Shimpf is Republican candidate for governor of Illinois. It's hard to find an issue that's bigger than that one. You know, schools and what's being taught to our kids is close to the heart of, you know, the majority of voters, I would say, in any state, Illinois included, especially with these agenda items that are being pushed through. However, there's one issue that's always kind of at the center when you talk about Illinois, the budget and spending and the debt. You know, what are you going to do about that, basically, is the overall question. We're in a huge hole. What can you do as governor?
Well, as Illinois, you have to make the best deal possible with the Illinois General Assembly and try to hold the line on spending. Illinois has a spending problem, not a revenue problem. I've been saying that the entire time that I was a state senator. I was a state senator for 4 years. This is something where you look at our budgets, and this has been a bipartisan failure, unfortunately. 3 years ago, Governor Pritzker's first budget, we had record revenue coming in, and J.B. Pritzker increased spending across the board. We spent every last dime that was coming in, and that was a bipartisan failure because most of the Republicans and the Republican leadership in the Illinois General Assembly voted for J.B. Pritzker's first budget. I was one of the only ones that voted no, and I voted no because I realized that, look, unless we get our spending under control, we cannot get our financial house in order. So I think we have to have get our spending under control. I'm not talking about draconian cuts. I'm just saying, look, let's try to gradually decrease or hold it the same. The other thing we need to do in Illinois, and this is something that I'm going to be proposing down the road, is we need to stop double taxing people. One of the things that really makes me mad is the fact that you pay sales tax on gas in Illinois. One of the reasons gas prices in Illinois are so high is because not only does the state charge a motor fuel tax and local units of government also put a tax in there, but after all that is done, the state of Illinois comes in for a second bite at the apple and charges sales tax on the aggregate amount. So in Illinois, we're charging tax on tax, and it's just that culture of high tax and insatiable spending that has to change.
Paul, one of the last items I wanted to briefly go over with you is this issue involving redistricting. And I was shocked to see this story because I'm like, how am I looking at a story about Illinois Republicans suing to block Democrat-drawn legislative maps when here in Missouri, we just got the census data like a few weeks ago because the Biden administration had delayed it for so long. So we're actually going to have an appropriate special session later this fall dedicated entirely only to the redistricting issue. Then I read the story and I realize, oh, it's because they didn't use the census data. Illinois Democrats did not. They went ahead and drew a bunch of fake phony maps up based on estimates by the American Community Survey, whatever that is, rather than U.S. Census data, which had just come out. So it sounds like Illinois Republicans have properly sued to block these. You know, the Democrats always scream gerrymandering anytime they mainly when they lose elections. But I think Illinois Republicans, Paul, they actually just want fair maps, right? And it doesn't look like these are fair whatsoever, built basically on a house of cards.
Well, the Illinois Democrats did not want to wait for the census data because Illinois had a legislative deadline of June 30th, which, you know, we haven't gotten to June 30th yet, but the General Assembly wouldn't have been able to get its work done by then. So they went ahead and used this unreliable data because they did not want to lose control of the process. If they had gone past June 30th, law in Illinois states that the maps would have been drawn by an independent commission, which it's funny, you know, practically every politician in Illinois, whether they're a candidate or they're elected, they say that they don't want maps drawn by politicians. They want maps drawn by an independent commission. But when it came time to actually try to match the rhetoric with the actions, the Illinois Democrats failed. They didn't want to lose control of the process. They wanted to be able to draw the maps politically. It's interesting, our governor, J.B. Pritzker, who, when he was running for governor, promised that, you know, he would only sign a map that was drawn by an independent commission. Well, what did he do? He went ahead and signed the one drawn by politicians. That just kind of reinforces something that I've been saying for a while, which is every statement that comes out of J.B. Pritzker's mouth, every promise, has an expiration date on it. And really, the people of Illinois, I think at this point, are not going to trust their government until J.B. Pritzker is out of the governor's mansion.
I know you're hoping to definitely effectuate that change as well. Our guest this afternoon was Paul Schimpf. Schimpf for the number four, SchimpfForIllinois.com. He's got this great dinner opportunity for you to meet Paul and our Missouri Secretary of State. A little bi-statesmanship here across the river. Let Freedom Ring dinner Thursday, June 24th. All details at SchimpfForIllinois.com. Paul, it was a real pleasure having you on the Annie Fry Show today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Really enjoyed our discussion.
Yeah, us as well. There he goes, Paul Schimpf. Check him out, SchimpfForIllinois.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.